That's the sound of the heavy garage door of the National Pedicab Shop opening in Blagden Alley. It's about 6:30 on a chilly D.C. Friday night, and our small crew of drivers is preparing the bikes before we head out into the city.
That's a whatchamacallit, and that's a doohickey.
I'm running a little late, so when I get there, the evening ritual is already well underway. The pedicab phenomenon is relatively new to D.C., but with environmental concerns and unemployment skyrocketing, the peculiar-looking bikes are already becoming a fixture in many cities around the country.
These bikes are made out in Colorado. They weigh about 165 pounds. Steel frame.
That's Danny Cochran. He manages National Pedicabs. He came here to start the business after pedicabbing in Boston.
I got hired and I started working, and I worked like 8 to 10 days in a row to start out working a Red Sox homestand. I had no job set up, so I was like kind of my last dollar.
And he's not the only one. The other pedicab drivers are unemployed, students, or unpaid interns, all trying to make ends meet in an economy that's, well, less than forgiving. With the bikes ready, we head into downtown. Between rides, I have time to chat with a few of the other drivers. Brady Chalmers was laid off from an urban development firm after they were unable to secure a loan to buy property. He started pedicabbing after weeks of unsuccessful job searching.
Like, Obama described my situation. He was just like, you want to know what it means when there's a financial crisis? It means that banks can't give business loans to businesses, and they can't make payroll, and they lay people off.
Meanwhile, it's John Molpin's first night out. He's a senior at Catholic University. I ask him how the rides have been.
Good. I mean, I only really had one ride besides the training, and they were, like, super nice. They gave me a good tip.
Nice.
As pedicab drivers, we work for tips only. There's no flat rate for the service, but a tip is expected. These can range anywhere between $5 to $40 for a ride around the block. John and I are posted up on the corner of 7th and H Street in Chinatown, looking for fares when a radio call comes in from Danny, our boss. He's down on 11th Street.
There's a lot of people outside of the ESPN zone. I don't know if they are going somewhere together. But there's definitely some activity down here. Like, there's some people out there trying to get rides.
But there's activity in Chinatown, too. People are everywhere, walking to bars and restaurants, movies and plays. It's pretty hard not to find takers, and sometimes they get a little more than they bargained for.
What's the price? What's the price? Oh my god, oh my god, we're gonna
For Imani and Shanae, who asked that their last names not be used, weaving through DC traffic definitely gets the adrenaline going. But for me, the best part is the people you meet and the conversations you have with them. My last fare of the night is a group of high school students. I take them from Chinatown to DuPont Circle. When I ask them about the economy, they are well informed, to say the least.
That's kind of sh**, but we can't really all blame it all on Bush. We have to blame it on banks and lenders who made all of those corrupt loans, and that's why we're in a fix.
Back at the shop, it's almost 3 a.m., and we're putting away the bikes, sharing the odd stories of the night, and counting our earnings. It was a good night, and I've made out with about 130 bucks. The others did similarly.
We got more ones than I know what to do with.
Indeed, pedicabbing is a good way to make cash in difficult economic times. One of the pedicab drivers, Ben, is ready to take time off from his unpaid internship so he can take on more pedicab shifts.
I'm going to have to resort to working like Friday, Saturday, Sunday days and just take Friday off of work. Because, I mean, they're paying me and like I actually get money doing this.
Winter is almost here, which means business is likely to decrease. But despite the cold, Danny says he's still looking to expand the business.
No, I won't go out if it's snowing, yeah. But we need more rides. We need more drivers.
As one of the few employers not on a hiring freeze, getting more drivers shouldn't be a problem. For Intern Edition, I'm Spencer Thanhouser.